Russia go nuclear? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Leader Vladimir Putin hints at that option in Ukraine, where a counteroffensive has driven Russian forces back as Ukrainian troops retake and liberate some areas.
And those who try to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the prevailing winds can also blow in their direction.
Now, Putin has also called for a partial mobilization of Russian reserves, which could give him an additional 300,000 soldiers. President Biden may react to all that later this morning, addressing the United Nations General Assembly.
Among other things, he'll offer a firm rebuke of Russia's unjust war in Ukraine and make a call to the world to continue to stand against the naked aggression that we've seen these past several months.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Hurricane Fiona's fury now a Category 4. 130-mile-an-hour wind. It's taking a sharp turn north and east, so it is not forecast to hit the U.S. Fiona blamed for 6 deaths in the Caribbean, some in Puerto Rico. 80% of the American territory still has no electricity.
The most important question is how long will the island be without access to its critical resources, energy and water, things that people need to survive. There are so many that are relying on generators to get by at this point after all the wind and the floodwater sent power lines crashing down, some into an absolute fiery explosion.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Puerto Rico. The House will vote today on a bill born out of former President Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election and the Capitol riot. An overhaul of an 1800s era Electoral Count Act. Congressman Pete Aguilar says
failure is not an option. We've got to put a piece of reform on the president's desk. We've got to protect democracy.
Now, the bill would make it harder for lawmakers to object to a state's electoral votes and require court approval. House Republicans object, say it infringes on state rights. There will be a memorial service today for Britain's Queen Elizabeth at Washington's National Cathedral 2 days after her funeral in London, attended by the Queen of Denmark, who just tested positive for COVID. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While House Democrats try to revamp presidential election certification, Senate Democrats have a bill to further regulate political fundraising.
President Biden says Congress should pass the Disclose Act, legislation that would require super PACs and other political organizations to make public donors who contribute $10,000 or more.
There's much too much money that flows in the shadows to influence our elections. It's called dark money. It's hidden.
The president says those kinds of political contributions erode public trust. The Senate is expected to vote on the Disclose Act this week, though it's unlikely to overcome a filibuster with many Republicans and some civil liberty groups opposed. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The FDA has done a review of what went wrong leading to that baby formula shortage earlier this year after a production shutdown at an Abbott facility over contamination.
The FDA says delays in processing a whistleblower complaint and test samples from the country's largest infant formula factory are part of what slowed down the agency's response to the baby formula shortage. The new 10-page report by the FDA is the first formal account of what caused the shortage, which left the U.S. scrambling to airlift millions of pounds of formula from other countries. The report also outlines certain problems like outdated data sharing systems, inadequate food inspector staffing and training, and lack of information on formula supply chains. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Another big interest rate hike is expected today as the Federal Reserve keeps trying to reduce inflation. The price of gas has inched up for the first time in 99 days after the record high in June. In baseball,
drove deep to left field. There it goes. Number for 60.
Aaron Judge tied Babe Ruth with that home run on Yes, putting him just one shy of Roger Maris's American League record for homers in a season. Judge also helped power a ninth-inning comeback win for the New York Yankees over Pittsburgh. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.